Well, Donald is watching live on the Facebook feed today. Part of the live streaming from America's Voice News. Donald is asking the question, who's the first to flip? Well, that's a pretty good question, Don. I don't think it'll be Comey or Brennan or Clapper. I don't think those guys will flip. I don't see that. They're too arrogant, frankly. But it's going to be people that worked on their staff, people that don't want to go to prison for 25 years to protect what they were doing. That's what's going to happen. Staffers, underlings, those around them, those in the orbit will be the first ones to decide that, hey, I'm out. I appreciate everything you've done here, but, you know, 25 years in prison doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. We'll see how it all plays out. We've got to get to John Durham's charging time. Now, I heard Bill Barr yesterday, the Attorney General, say he thinks Durham could still be months away from issuing arrest warrants and indictments and subpoenas and all of that. Some of the subpoenas, I'm sure, are going now, but you understand my point. I don't think that he's going to be arresting anybody in the first quarter, but it could come out mid-year of an election year. So keep your eyes on all of that. By the way, the president says he's fairly pleased with the way things are right now. And again, I go back, okay, so all of this buildup and all of this drama and all of this, whoa, and the impeachment, and nobody cares. It's like, he got impeached? He did? Why is he still president? Why were you out smoking weed instead of being in government class? That would be my question to you if you don't understand why he's still president, all right? Just saying. But the president says he's pleased with the way things are. It's bite number six with Donald Trump. Bite six. Go.
It's a total sham. When you have a guy like Shifty Schiff go out and make up a statement that I made. He said, this is what he said, but I never said it. He totally made it up. In Guatemala, they handle things much tougher than that. And because of immunity, has House immunity, because of immunity, he can't be prosecuted. He took a statement and totally made it up. It was a lie. It was a fraud. And you just can't do those things. So, you know, look, this has been a total sham from the beginning. Everybody knows it. I've never seen the Republican Party so united. We got our last vote, as you know, we got 100% of the vote. I believe the Senate is equally as well united.
There you go. And so he's business as usual, get things done. The USMCA has passed. It's on its way out of the House. USMCA on its way to being finalized. Some things wrong with that I don't particularly care for. International tribunals and so forth that the United States will be involved with when it comes to trade. But it's far better than NAFTA from all accounts. And so I'm going to trust that Lighthizer got this done and done right. And then you've got the spending bill of $1.37 trillion or something like that. Also out of control spending when we have $23 trillion in debt. But, you know, you can't get it all with one bite, I guess. So we've got to get to a point where Donald Trump is actually in charge of the budget. What I mean by that is have the House under his control so he can control spending. That's the only way you're ever going to get there. These deals with the Democrats to keep things rolling when they just buy this and this and they throw in tons of stuff because the president needed to put the $700 billion plus into the military. But now he's in a position where in order to get there, the Democrats wanted this social program and this social program. We want this and this and two of those over there and three of those in the back. Right, we got it. All right, so meanwhile on another planet, last night the Democrats were having a debate and it's shocking because in order to win the election in 2020, the Democrats are going to have to reconnect with blue-collar workers and middle-class workers here in Michigan, where I am, and all over the country. They have to reconnect with blue-collar, middle-class working people, white working people in particular, in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and elsewhere, if they have any prayer of winning the White House back. With that in mind, I want you to hear this next conversation with Joe Biden, the front runner for the Democratic nomination. Joe Biden, the guy who many Democrats are pinning their hopes on to beat Donald Trump November the 3rd. Joe Biden, the guy who is the great white hope of the Democrat Party. It's bite number eight. Bite eight. Go.
Vice President Biden, I'd like to ask you, three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
Blue-collar workers? Who the hell are they? The answer is yes. We can have the Green New Deal. We don't. The hell with them. They'll be fine. We'll get them in a training program of some sort. It'll be fine. Right. Okay, Joe. Take your medicine. Meanwhile, Andrew Yang had the least amount of time of the seven people on the stage last night. But Andrew Yang called out his Democratic colleagues, called out the media. Nailed it. What's that? So bite number 10 with Andrew Yang is what we're going to. What's that? All right, that's what I need. Bite number 10, Andrew Yang. Here we go.
It's clear why Americans can't agree on impeachment. We're getting our news from different sources, and it's making it hard for us even to agree on basic facts. Congressional approval rating, last I checked, was something like 17%, and Americans don't trust the media networks to tell them the truth. The media networks didn't do us any favors by missing the reason why Donald Trump became our president in the first place. If you turn on cable network news today, you would think he's our president because of some combination of Russia, racism, Facebook, Hillary Clinton, and emails all mixed together. But Americans around the country know different. We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri. I just left Iowa. We blasted 40,000 manufacturing jobs there. The more we act like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems, the more Americans lose trust that we can actually see what's going on in our communities and solve those problems.
Yeah, America doesn't believe you can solve those problems, Mr. Yang. That's the problem. America's lost faith in the Democrat Party and their ability to do anything except pursue Donald Trump and blame him for everything and accuse him of impropriety no matter what he does. You've nailed it. I don't think you're going to do anything about it, but you've nailed it. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.